across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So I'm now joined in the studio with my first guest, Yannick Auckland, who is the network manager for the East for Time Credits. And she's kindly come in to explain exactly what that is and how everybody can get involved and start earning rewards. So good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. I know it's a bit of a nightmare getting down Mill Road at the moment. We were just talking about the fact that you can get held up at those traffic lights. Like I was mentioning earlier on the travel that I think they've actually extended the one lane cut off, if you like, so it's actually extended the time period that you're waiting at traffic lights as well. It's a bit of a do getting
just
down
need to
there.
Be patient.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's start with you then. Firstly, how long have you been involved with this, and what is your role specifically? What do you do?
Okay, well, thanks very much, first of all, for inviting me on the show. As you say, I'm networks manager for a organisation called Tempo, formerly known as Spice. And we are responsible for creating Tempo time credits. I've been working for them for nearly 5 years. And I oversee projects in the east of England, primarily with the setting up of projects and trying to work with the commissioners, which could be councils, it could be health sector or housing services, set up new projects, inviting organisations to join the scheme. And those organisations could be charitable organisations, could be council services, we work with colleges, all sorts. We've got over 100 partners in Cambridgeshire alone.
Yeah, that's amazing. So where does the East cover, if you like?
So up to Peterborough. We're starting a new project in Peterborough, just about starting now, so we're just starting up workshops. And then across to Norfolk, Cambridgeshire, parts of Essex. Those are the key places at the moment in the East. Then we stretch down, obviously, to cover London and the South East. But we've also got lots of projects in the North West, in Wales, and also in the South West of England. And we're also working with a partner across the Midlands area as well. So
it covers quite a
wide
network. Quite a wide network. So how does the system work then? What's the idea of it?
Sure. Okay, well, some people may have heard of time banking, and our time credits idea grew out of time banking. With time banking, frequently they're local schemes, there's usually a coordinator who runs them, and local people can join and they can exchange time with each other, typically one-to-one person. So typically me helping someone perhaps with their shopping or they're decorating, banking the hours that I give, and then later on, if I need help with something, help with my computer or whatever it might be, learning a language, I can then go to the time bank coordinator and say, those hours that I've banked with you, can I now claim against them? But the idea of time credits grew from an idea in Wales, actually, to try and support people in need and people to get involved in their community. So whilst people in time credits projects give their time, they don't exchange the time so much with other people. What they get is actually a time credit note. So we actually have a community currency. We're the largest community currency in the world, actually.
Wow.
And we develop a local note in design, co-design with the local people. And they can then spend that at a variety of spend partners. And that covers organisations such as leisure centres, theatres. Cambridge Junction is a great partner of ours. And it also means that they can do take the children out for days out. They can do courses at the colleges and things like that. They can even go and have their nails and their hair done in some cases.
And I did actually get my hair done with one of mine.
The basic principle is that if you give an hour, you get a time credit. It's basic. That's the basic principle. We do sometimes have to cap it because, as I say, we've got over 100 partners in Cambridgeshire alone. We've had, I think, across our programmes, over 50,000 people have earned time credits. Mm. So we sometimes have to cap it because, obviously, we have to be mindful of the capacity of our spend partners. And we're also targeting people, encouraging people to join who may not have volunteered before, who typically may not think they've got something to give. And they may be people on low income or that have been out of work for some time older people, for example. And so it's very much targeted at helping people to build confidence. And we know that when we do our members survey every year, 49% of people have told us they feel more confident. It also reduces loneliness and isolation because people build social networks through it. And also, of course, people can afford to do more things because they can use their time credits, not only with the Cambridge SPEN partners, but anywhere in the UK that we have a project. So they can go on Thames Clippers, they can go on the Tower of London, for example.
Yeah, I've been on the website, actually. There are just so many places, you know, and a great variety as well. Like you say, you could sort of treat yourself to a beauty therapy or haircut or whatever, but at the same time you might go to the cinema or you might go and do Clip and Climb as one of your partners.
Absolutely.
And the other thing as well, which I think is really key, is that, you know, like you say, it's not, you know, you haven't got to be a master in, you know, computing or whatever. It could be that you're helping someone move their furniture or, yep, you know, it's just giving up that hour. And as you say, also at the same time, you're meeting people, you're getting out, you're building a community and meeting people probably that you wouldn't otherwise have met. And I know as well from my own community in Camborne that lots of people have built up great friendships through this kind of socialising, really, in a way. And sort of taking people out and doing it. And sort of there's loneliness campaigns and various things as well that
that's right,
where you go and just sit with an hour or
absolutely
sit for an hour or whatever.
So we believe at Tempo that everybody has got something to give and everybody's time is equal, so no matter who you are, we will work with you. There will be something you can do that will help other people, but also you will always earn at the same rate. So it's about the core economy, and it's very different from money. It's not doesn't carry the value of money. It carries the value of time. So it's based on giving 60 minutes, then spending 60 minutes doing an activity. So it doesn't affect people's benefits. So I think it's about as accessible as we can make it. And we have some fantastic stories that come out of it. As I say, people that have never volunteered before, people that have moved to the community and didn't know anyone, people that perhaps are disadvantaged by disability, being made to feel welcome, doing gardening projects. We have obviously a website called wearetempo.org where you can read some of these case studies. And if you're interested in finding out about our SPEN partners or opportunities to earn, if you're already a member, so thanks to all our members out there and all our groups, but if you're interested in becoming a member, then you can go on our website, which lists earn and spend opportunities, and that's called timecredits.com.
Brilliant, thank you. Are there any other, like you mentioned, new products that you might have? So what are those specifically?
New projects
that are coming up.
New projects,
sorry.
Currently we have a project that's just started in Peterborough. We've been very keen to get Peterborough on board because we've been working with the Cambridgeshire County Council now for over 5 years, very successfully, and also Cambridge City Council more recently. And we're really delighted that Peterborough are going to become part of that as well. It's a pilot to begin with in the Orton and Hampton areas, but if anyone is interested in finding out about the Peterborough project or has family or people in that area that might be giving time already or interested in finding out more, then obviously they can contact me. My first name is Yannick, Y-A-N-N-I-C-K, at wearetempo.org. So we're working with the City Council there, Peterborough City Council, and it's a integration funding, so that the thematic is about bringing people together across all sorts of barriers, really.
Brilliant, thank you. Well, it's just such a wonderful scheme, I think. I mean, like I say, I've been doing it for a little while now, and it's great. I mean, what a treat as well. I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to go and get the hair done, you know, for exchanging something that, you know, you do sort of quite naturally. So it's great. Thank you for coming in this morning and explaining it. And like Yannick has said, you can go online and look up Tempo, actually. If you put that into a sort of a search engine, I'm sure you'll get the information come up there as well. So yeah, find out more and do get involved, because as Yannick's been saying, everybody's got something to give. So
absolutely, we'd be delighted to hear from you. If you do Google it, I would suggest Tempo Time Credits would bring it up.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Yannick.